News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Fine Gael will today set out its plan to reform childcare provision and reduce child poverty. And Fine Gael childcare spokesperson and candidate in the Dublin Rathdown constituency, Neil Richmond, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Neil. So, Fine Gael's plan is childcare will be capped at €200 per month. It mirrors almost exactly the Sinn Féin plan of €10 per day. Is that a coincidence?
No, it's actually better than the Sinn Féin plan because it's €200 per month, whereas theirs is €10 a day, which is a little bit more. We're also capping it at €600 for family. But also, Ciara, and we recognise, and the biggest issue for so many people isn't just the cost, which has come down by an average of €5,000 per year in the last little while. It's also the availability. And that's why we're committing for the state to enter the childcare market and for us to create 30,000 additional childcare places in the next 5 years through state-run facilities. This is really key. Look, I'm a dad of two young kids. My wife is a childcare worker. I see this every day, but also I spent the last 2 years working in economic ministries. We need to make sure that people can get good childcare so they can get back to the workforce and their kids. So this is making sure that we have affordable childcare, but also, crucially, more places.
Okay, if you bring about these 30,000 extra places, what's got that going to happen to existing private childcare providers, many of whom say that they're going to be pushed out of business by the increase in regulation and demands on them and the caps on fees and the increase, I suppose, cost of hiring people, that you have created an untenable situation for them?
No, absolutely not. This isn't to compete against the private sector. They do great work and we're highly reliant on it. This is to complement their work. In relation to the private sector, we are going to continue to increase the funding available to them. We have increased it. Indeed, we've seen a radical slow of closure of childcare services in the private sector. They're back opening again because of the interventions we made. So we do want to work together with them. But ultimately, we don't have enough childcare places in this country. We can't rely solely on the private market. They have a really important place to play. The state needs to get involved, and we're proposing that the state will get involved. And for the people listening at home or in the car, they will know that going forward, there will be a childcare place for their child, and there will be an affordable place, because I'm sick of having too many conversations of mums at doors or dads or wherever else saying, I've just had my 20-week scan.
Yeah,
now
but,
I need to put my name down for a place.
You've been in government a long time, Neil, even if you are sick of it. Are we going to have a two-tier system? We have a two-tier health system. Now we're going to have a two-tier childcare system. We have two tiers in the nursing home sector. Is this really the right way to go about running these vital public services?
Well, I think it's a realistic way. We need more childcare places. We need the state to get involved. We need the state to get involved to provide more places, to provide better care, to provide more flexibility for parents and indeed their employers and so many else. The status quo at the moment is bringing down fees. It is. It is having a huge impact. But we recognise that childcare is a massive issue. We're building 50,000 homes at the moment. Those homes are going to be filled with families that need childcare places, school places. And that's why we believe in broadening it out. And today's policy is a really ambitious policy, but it's a realistic one that we can deliver in the next term.
Earlier graduates, the people who work in preschool childcare, they want to be paid on the same lines as primary school teachers. They say they do a similarly important job, that early intervention, that early education is vital. Would you support that?
Well, as I said, I have a bit of a personal interest because I'm married to a Montessori teacher, so I'd absolutely believe they should be paying more. When I was employment minister, we brought in the employment order to bring in their salary to be set at over €13 an hour for the first time. We've committed within the first 100 days to have a full review of salaries for
That's
everyone.
That's not much above minimum wage, though. It's far below that of a primary school teacher.
Far below, but it was the first time they actually got a minimum, and this was brought in when minimum wage was much lower, as I said, a couple of years ago. But we have committed, crucially, Ciara, in this manifesto, that we absolutely recognise their important work. I literally live with it on a daily basis, and we have committed within 100 days of coming back into office, should the people choose to re-elect us, that we'll carry out a full review looking to improve, of course, salaries in recognition of people who have level 5,
okay,
level 8 qualifications.
Neil, I have
and
to
beyond.
Put it to you. And the electorate aren't stupid. We appear to be in full-blown auction politics at the moment. Literally every day when you open the paper, there's one or other government party promising new things like new childcare, 300 and something thousand new houses to be built now. All these things were just off the back of the government budget. Why didn't you do any of these things literally a month ago? And now we're coming into the election and you're promising us all sorts.
Well, the work on our childcare policy started in 2021, Ciara. And as we've seen over the last number of years, this government has reduced fees consistently. But now we're looking for a new mandate for a five-year period. We're going beyond that, where we're continuing to lower costs for families, capping it at €200 per child per month, but equally identifying that we need even more places. And this is what we can set out in a five-year period to create 30,000 new places with state-run childcare. We did an awful lot in the budget. We have a really good economy, but in order to protect that economy, to continue that growth, we need to continue to increase the investment and ambition in these vital services.
Finally, you're talking about controlling costs for ordinary people. You're certainly not controlling costs for the taxpayer. In the front of the Irish Times this morning, over €500,000 has been spent in a report that's 33 pages long by Ernst & Young about Metro North. Catherine Murphy has accused the government spending of being out of control, and a lot of people would agree with her. Is there literally no cap on what you're willing to spend on anything when it's sort of state funded? That this is €500,000 on a fairly short report, and hundreds more pages due by the end of December. God knows what that will run to in terms of costs.
Well, you know, and I know that we don't pay per page for a report. You pay for the detail, you pay for the content. But absolutely, I'm maddeningly frustrated when I do hear of high costs or overruns, particularly when 95% of public projects, be it roads or schools, are being delivered on time, under budget, like the Glenmuck Road in my own constituency. But equally, that's why we have committed, or will commit, in our manifesto when we launch it on Sunday, to making sure there's true accountability, because these stories like this, whatever way they're portrayed, they take away from the vast majority of really good, important work that's happening on time and under budget in terms of state delivery.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Neil Richmond there, Fine Gael's childcare spokesperson, Minister for State in the Department of Finance and candidate in Dublin Rathdown.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.